Translating complex financial trends into understandable graphics is why Kotick is in demand as a commentator on the U.S. and global economy. His forecasts have been likened to a terrified bull and are based on the Federal Reserve's current policies, including a GDP that has returned to pre-crash highs.
We have a GDP in the United States of about $15 trillion. It's now back to where it was at the peak. It's there with 7 million less employed. Not nice, but we're there and growing very slowly but steadily. And so you can begin to forecast from that, and the forecasts from that are quite good.
However, he says the length and depth of job losses are unprecedented, with recovery extending well beyond any other in recorded American history.
We have not been in a place like this, in the employment situation in the United States, since before World War II.
Kotick is also the director of the Global Interdependence Center. Their stated aims are to work towards a global dialogue and free trade in hopes of reducing international conflicts and improving living standards worldwide. To improve unemployment figures, Kotick says the Federal Reserve's approach is to provide stability for the construction industry to recover.
To get those employment statistics to start to improve, the rate of construction of housing in the United States has to pick up. Because housing is a domestic U.S. business. And when you start to build houses, you re-employ people who haven't been at work. And so what the Fed's going to do is keep the mortgage interest rate low by keeping the Treasury interest rate low, and it will do it and do it and do it and do it.
However, he says that while the foundation for recovery has improved, it also depends on politicians allowing Ben Bernanke to stay the course.
It also says that the platform for the recovery of the U.S. economy is liable to be pretty solid if it's not disturbed by Washington. And that's a very big if, because we have a very contentious, divided government in Washington.
Bernanke's term ends in 2013. Kotick says uncertainty revolves around the future of his policies due to the upcoming presidential election.
Every Republican candidate running for president has said they would replace him. One of them would had a little trouble remembering his name, but and we don't know what President Obama would do if he were reelected.
Kotick's presentation was the first in New College's New Topics series, which will run through next April. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Doug Driscoll.